Okay. This Shabbos is Parshas Parah, so I thought the Kachim shear would be good if it's on Paraduma, which is not really, really purely Kachim. Might be for our Tuma and Tara. A couple of years we're going to do on Tuma and Tara. Not yet. Whenever it is. When Mr. Banks gives us the green light.
It's called Mechatos.
What? Right. So there's your connection. Yeah. And there'll be connections. We'll talk about it.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. All right. So if you look at Maseches Parah, the Mishnah is Paragil Mishnah Aleph. Okay, Paragil Mishnah Aleph. Shivas Yom Koidim L'Sreifas HaParah. 7 days before the burning of the Parah. Mafrishin Koim. You separate a Kohen. This is page one. Page two. Hasorefis HaParah Mibeso. Lelishkesh Alp Nebir. You separate him out 7 days before. Where is that din learned from? Take a guess.
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, very good. Yom HaBezim and Aleph, there you can see I put the line by it on page 3. Shivas Yom Kippur Shavas HaParo. Hayum HaFrish and Kodesh Shavas HaParo. Mizricha Lishka Beis HaEven. Haisa Nikros. Lama Nikros Shema Lishka Beis HaEven. Shekol Maseya B'Klei Golem. Klei Avonim. B'Klei Adama. The Tanam Atayu Yekonim HaSarvas HaParo. So you see already the Gemara in Yom makes the Tzushtel between the two. Between Paro and Yom Kippur. That's the both of those happen. What's the Drusha? What's the Pasuk it's learned from? So if you look in the first page of the packet, the Bartanura quotes you the Pasuk, which is really quoted in that page in Gemara Yom. The pasuk is, just say it's quoted in the Chumash. Vayikra perek hei, kaasher asa bayom hazeh, tziva Hashem la'asos, lechaper aleichem. La'asos, the Gemara darshins, is maisa para, and lechaper is maisa yom kippur. Okay? Good? La'asos is maisa para, chaper is maisa yom kippur. Good, Mr. Banks? Good? Okay. So far, so good. Easy. The following question is asked by the Nitziv in the Emek Shela. I didn't give you the Nitziv, I gave you the Gemara he bases his question on. Moed Koton Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph. You see over here, Amar, second line, Afilu Shar Hanash Nechti V'Talmas Sham Miriam V'Tkaver Sham Hanash Samach L'Misa Kfura V'Amar Lazar. Af medin meshika mesa, Miriam medin meshika mesa, as yasham shami moshe, neilam mar al pi Hashem, imnesha genai davar la omro, amarai lama nismacha misas miriam parshas para aduma, lo marlacha, ma para aduma mechaperes, af mitosan shel tzadikim mechaperes. Just like the para aduma's mechaper, so to the, what's it called, the misas tzadikim is mechaper. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara continues to say, where's the line over here? I lost the line where it says that para mechaperes al maisa egel. Where is that over here?
It's over here in the top here.
Yeah, this is the Makor. I mean, we know it already. You've seen it in all the Rashis and on Chumash. But that that para is mechaper for cheta egel. Okay? Tosfos over there brings the Medrash. See Tosfos underlined? He brings you a medrash and says as follows. The mechaperes says straight out, Kedamrina b'medrash, Moshe leben hashivcha, Shetinef paltirin shel melech. He made messy the whole palace there of the king. Oimer hamelech, tavo imo, come, the mother should come and clean up the junk. Okay, so you see, para is mechaperes. Okay, para is mechaperes. So what's the shiloh over here? What's the shiloh that the Nitziv wants to ask? It's a great shiloh that Nitziv asks. So in the Emek Shele, he asks as follows. The Gemara in Yoma says, you can't say the entire Pasuk Mayri B'Para, meaning the Prisha Zayinam is entirely by Para. Why? The Lechaper has to be referring to Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Gemara in Yoma says, Shareksiv Lechaper, Ukapara, Upara, Lav Bas Kaparahi. So it has to be referring to Yom Kippur. So the Nitziv asks a very simple question. What do you mean, Paras lav bas mechaper hi? You see clearly from the Gemara in Mod Cotton, the paraduma is mechaper on the Maisa, just like Misa Sadikim is mechaper, right. So then mechaper ego. That's the question the Nitziv asks. And he answers as follows. He makes a chiluk between Ladoros and Lasha. The para aduma of Ladoros comes only for Tahara, to bring purity. The para that Moshe brought was to mechaper on the Maisa Egel. Okay? And that's the one where it said, Torah's chatasi. When the Torah is said by the para duma, Toras Chatas he, it was referring only to the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, even though we learn all the halachas from that for future generations, its function was different by Moshe as opposed to now.
I was thinking maybe you could say, just like we say Yom HaKippurim is like Kippurim, so you can say also Yom HaKippurim is like Kippara.
At least Kippara. It's the pseudo-Kippara, not nearly as powerful.
In other words, you're learning it out from
the Iker Par, which is the Paraduma.
Lasso to Lechaper.
Very good.
Maybe.
Very good. Efter Lomar Kane. Okay. The post, the Achronim mention how by Para Aduma there seems to be two dinim. Mr. Banks was sort of hinting this at the beginning. Yeah. There's din Tahara and there's din Korban. Okay, there's din Tahara and din Korban. So the Achronim point out like this. Yesh lachkor bedin precious kohen hasoref es hapara. One could make a chakira by the separating the kohen to burn the para, right? He separated 7 days before, we saw in the Mishnah. Im hu machmas achsias korban chatas shabal. Is it alts he's being separated as far as the chatas element in it? O de ikar dina prisha hu machmas achsias efer para hametaher de isba. Okay, which one is it? What is the prisha for? So, oh. Like him, Shalom, go ahead, wash. You got a lot of burgers to finish.
I know.
Oh, yes.
You got to eat 9 burgers in a half hour.
So now, I thought Lechorah there should be a proof. Yoma Chesem and Beis. Did I give you Yoma Chesem and Beis over there? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Look what it says over there. It says, Kohen, it's the words before and continue right here. Kohen Shesoref Esapara, Ze Prishaso Lekedusha, Ve Prishaso Letahara. The Sorif is Apara, the Prisha is Litara. Meaning, it's Mashma, the Iker Siba, for the Prisha of the Kohen, is Alts what? Not Alts the Chatas element, but Alts the Tahara element, the purifying element. Okay? I underlined the Rashi. The Rashi is understanding the Sugya a little bit different there. But that's basically the Pashup shot of the line in the Gemara. Okay? So based on this, you have another answer, I thought, for the Netziv. Right? What's the answer? What was the question again? The Netziv asked, what do you mean it's not for Kapara, as the Gemara in Yoma says? You see clearly it's for Mechaper, as the Gemara in Mod Kot and Kochas Menalev. So I thought, based on this, you have another answer, right? The first answer he gave was a chilik between which Para Aduma you're talking about. First Para Aduma or the second Para Aduma. So he says like this. So I would answer like this. The Din of Prisha by Avodas Hapara is Medin Avodas Tahara. Therefore, the Prisha, which is learned for the Maisa Para, is not learned from Lechaper. The Din Tahara that's in the animal has nothing to do with the Kapara in the animal. There's two separate Dinim. So therefore, the Lechaper is going on the Prisha Zion Yom Lavodos Yom Kippur, which is coming to Lechaper. And that's why it means para is lav bas kapara, meaning the din prisha by the para is not medin avodas kapara. It's medin tahara. It's got a totally different din. You hear that answer, Mr. Mays? You catch that? And therefore, it's like all other chatas, which technically doesn't need prisha. Rather, it only needed a prisha because of the din tahara. You understand? The tahara element by the para, the kapara element by the para aduma never demanded the prisha. The Prisha by the Para Aduma was out the other component of the Para Aduma, which was the Tahara element. That's an answer.
They're completely separate things anyway.
Two separate components of the Para Aduma. I think that's another answer. That doesn't force you to do like the Netziv did, where he split between two different types of animals. Let's develop this Yisod. If you look in the Medrash on the next page. Just to summarize, by the way, the Netziv's Yisod is that there was a difference between the Para Aduma by Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Para Adumas going forward. Para Aduma by Moshe Rabbeinu was there for Kapara. Para Aduma going forward was there not for Kapara, but for Tahara. I'm arguing that perhaps you can make another chilek that the Para Aduma is not different by Moshe and by forever. Rather, there's different parts of the process. There's the Tahara component and there's the Kapara component. The two different components of the Para Aduma. Okay? And we use that to answer another kasha. So now, look at the Medrash. I underlined for you there. In the Medrash, Bamidbar Rabbah.
I think so.
What?
I Is it just hamburgers?
There's fixins over there. Mm-hmm. Ketchup and mustard. Yeah. No fries. No fries. Okay. Good kasha. It's a good kasha. All right. Bomb kasha. All right. Fine. In the bag. Okay. Here we go. Now. It says over here. Well, two lines above where I underline. I see already para aduma there. Here. Amar Shlomo kol eila amadati uparsha shel para aduma chakarti v'sha'alti upishpashti. I looked into it. I investigated everything. Amarti, it's wisdom and it's far from me. I don't get it. Mika chacham mi yodeya pesher davar mi achacham zeh kadosh baruch hu. Hashem yitzad aratz mi yodeya pesher davar zeh kadosh baruch hu. Because she kadosh baruch pierced her lemoshe. Right. Hold on. Fine. Al kol davar v'davar shaya omer kadosh baruch hu lemoshe. Amar lo tumaso v'taraso. Everything that God taught Moshe, He taught him the Tameh side of it and the Tahor side of it. Kevan she'egia leparshas para leparshas Amor. Once he got to Parshas Amor, ela kohanim, amar le'rabona, remona shalom. Moshe said, God, im nitma ze b'mate taraso. What's going to be tahara? Lo heshivo. Lo heshivo. Okay, b'shah she'amar, b'amart le'im tevash te'taras, lo heshivo ha'secha, ze taraso, v'lokhu le'tarme epres re'epes achatas. The same element had both. Right, it's famous for having both elements. Pshat in the Medrash, I think, is as follows. Basic Pashup Pshat. That all the Parshiyos of Tumah are given to Moshe with the dinim of how to metahir things. Right. It's given both. Taras, all the Tameim, is part of the dinay of Tumah. Right? That, meaning, built into the dinim of Tumah is the capability for Tahara. Okay? Is the capability for Tahara. But Medinay Tumas Mace, there's no din of Tahara. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking by the Emor al Kohanim. By the din of Tumas Mace, there's no element of Tahara. There's no idea way there. So therefore, meaning, the way I would say it in Lumdis terms, is that there's a Chalos Din Mesuyam, there's a specific Chalos Din La'atzmo, below Shaychis La'ikara Tumah, without any connection to the regular concepts of Tumah. And therefore, it needs its own salvation, it needs its own saving. I'm using all this Christian now. Saving grace. It needs its own way out. Therefore, Tumas Meis and Avoda Sapara end up being two mitzvahs in the separate minyan and mitzvahs. Right. Meaning, you could tell from the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Tumas Meis didn't have its own internal solution. So God had to create an external solution, which was the Paraduma. I think that, if you look at the Eitz Yosef on the bottom, you'll see that's a classic way to read this Medrash. So what do we want to do with that? If you look at the Rambam, Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Nishchato l'shem chulin, tifte tipode ve'eino mechaperes. If you shech the para l'shem chulin, redeem it, but it's not going to be mechaper. And the Maaser Rokeach is wondering the following. I quote the Maaser Rokeach there. This is strange. Why? De para eino bas kapara. A para is not a bas kapara. The eino mechaper. It's not a. What do you mean eino mechaperis? It's not going to work to mechaper. The Gemara Moed Cotton says straight out. Kav chesem and aleph. The para is not mechaper. It says it straight out. What's the Rambam saying? Oops, you messed up. Once you shechted a l'shem chulin, it can't be mechaper for you. What kapara? We learned straight out in the Gemara. The para duma is not mechaper anything. Good question. It's all worthwhile tonight for these bags. All right, this is a good question. That's a tarachi and gadol. Yeah, what do you think?
The Rambam didn't mean mechaperes. He meant it was no good. That's what he meant.
But it's not what he said. It's not what the Rambam said. You have to medai every word of the Rambam. Once you don't, then you throw out every brisker lumdus that we ever have. Then you're done. He's lav dafka.
Well, it's not going within its zib. You can still say that it's going like the way you're saying it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You could say within our mahalach that it is mechaper. What the Gemara means by not mechaper, it means the din prisha is not going to work to achieve any kapara like it does by Yom Kippur. It does something else. It does. It's separate. It's for tahara. It's for tahara. That's what it's saying over there. Okay. Look at the Kesef Mishnah on the next page, next side. Kesef Mishnah, yeah. On that same Rambam. What does it mean, Nishchata L'Shem Chulin? if you shechted it l'shem chulin, niftis, bipodet. The Rambam's own opinion, and I didn't give you the Rambam here, it's Psulei HaMikdash, Perek Tesvav, Halacha Dalid. Chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin, kishera, velo alsa l'shem chova. Just it doesn't count.
That's the Gemara.
What? Yeah, Rambam Paskin's like the Gemara. So therefore, the question the Kesef Mishnah asks by raising that Rambam, he says, Min adin, the parah sheshachta l'shem chulin, afi tehei kshera. This should be kosher over here. What's he saying? You have to be podin, it's not going to be mechap. What do you have to be niftis? What do you have to be podin for? It should be kosher. It might not count as your chov, but what are you being podin for? Bring the animal. What do you care? Bring the animal. So the Griz, I don't have it in the packet, the Rev Soloveitchik, the Griz, Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, says that the chatas karya rachmana lapara. The Torah calls the paro a chatas, but that's dafka when, this is very brisker, that's dafka at the moment, password grand slam, but that's dafka at the moment of shechita and onwards, okay? That's dafka at the moment of shechita and onwards. Let's say it again. That the brisker Rav says, chatas karay rechmana lapara, but it's only called a chatas at the moment of shechita and onwards. But shechita's para shelo lishma doesn't have a shem shechita, and therefore it's never going to have chal a shem chatas. Fabulous logic of the brisker Rav. Yes, a chatas could still be salvaged, it just doesn't count for your chov, and still bring it as an animal. So he's asking, why in the world do you have to be poda your para aduma if you do it l'shem chulin? If a para aduma, we already argued, has elements of a chatas to it, that's what we're arguing, that's how you sowed, it has elements to a chatas to it, why in the world do I need to pull it back and be poda it? Because the brisker Rav says it's only a chatas at the moment of shechita. But a shechita's para, which is shelo lishma, this is l'shem chulin, is not called a real shechita, which means you're never going to get it to the point where it could be a chatas after the shechita. And therefore, since it never gets back to that stage, you have to pull it back. So therefore, based on that, we could explain now the kasha on the Rambam. What was the kasha on the Rambam? Why does the Rambam say that it's not mechaper? We learned in Mod Katan, Daf Kav Ches, the paradum is not mechaper. Because if it would have had a shem shechitas chatas, memela, it would also have been mechaper on the Maisa Egel. On the Maisa Egel. Because any time you have a Shem Shechitas Chatas, it could do a Kapara. But if you can't get to a Shem Shechitas Kapara, Chatas, it could never serve as anything worthwhile in the Kapara process. And therefore it can't be Mechaper, it's not able to be Mechaper. That's what the Rambam is saying. I think that works nicely with the Rambam. So to the review we've said so far, based on a stira between two sugyas as to the identity of a Para Duma, Yoma indicates Para is not Mechaper. Moed Katan, Daf Kav Chesem and Aleph is the one that indicates Paraduma is Mechaper for the death of Tzadikim. Just like death of Tzadikim, it sounds like that the Paraduma is Mechaper. So the Netziv made a split. He said the Paraduma by Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Mechaper on the Chet Egel. Paraduma's going forward is not Kapara, it's Tahara. We said a different Yesod. We said no, a Paraduma is always a Paraduma. It's got two elements. It's got Tahara and it's got Kapara. They're just separate parts of the thing. The Prisha, when you separate the Kohen 7 days before, that's Midin Tahara. The other part, the Shechting of the animal, that's Midin Kapara. And it makes sense. It's only going to be Kapara when it has the Tzad, the side of it, that's a Chatas. That only comes Midin Shechita. But you could only get there if you do the first part right, which is the Tahara part first. That gets you to the part that is the Kapara part, which gets you to the second half of the ball game. That gets you in there. Okay? Good so far? Everybody following? Good. If you look at the Gemara in Shavuos Yud Aleph Amud Beis, here the Gemara has a fabulous sugya, where it talks about if you hifrish a para aduma and then you find one nicer than it,
get rid of it.
You have to be poded, get rid of it, even though it's already standing there by merachasa, by the pyre over there, it's ready to go.
But not after it checked.
What? Not after it checked it. So. What's this inyan of taking a para that's nicer than it? What does that mean? What does that even mean? So did I give you Nida? Look at the next stomach. I was flying today with HebrewBooks.org. I got so good at it with the cut and paste and the clipping and this and that. This was one of the quickest that ever took me to make a lot of Meyer Mekomas. Samach Vav Mebeis. So you have a whopper tosis there. Kol haroy blabila ain bila makevis. This is probably in the top 50 most, I don't want to say important because important changes based on the context. Most well famous, known. Most well-known Nana Gadata Tosfasin. Okay? Kol Haroi Labila. I put it in the top 15, but I don't know enough Tosfas to say that, that I can make that claim. But I can claim 50. Okay? So top 50. Now, so over here in this Tosfas, Tosfas says that we don't find the idea of Tfilas Mikvah, any idea of Lechachila and Bidiyevid. Meaning, this is a famous discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about it. There's such a thing as lechachila and bidiyeved when it comes to deraisis. Do we ever have a concept of lechachila bidiyeved on a deraisal level? Maybe it's only midrabban and lechachila do this to bidiyeved. Do you ever have lechachila and bidiyeved bideraisa? Rabbi Yosef Engel claimed to have found a whole bunch of them, that there are lechachilas and there are bidiyeveds. The yesod for this whole discussion is this Tosfos in Nida. So based on this Tosfos, Tosfos says over here, there's no idea of tefilas mikvah, of lechachila and bidiyevet. Either something's tahor, or it ain't. Lechachila, we consider it tahor. Bidiyevet, it's tamei. There's no split like that. You either have it or you don't. Okay, it's me'ikar adin. Hechsher and tahor is me'ikar adin. That's what he says in this Tosfos. So based on that, I saw in the Sefer Chavetzelis Hasharon, it's a fabulous Achron Sefer. He says in there, based on that, he says, wait a second. Why in the world then would you have a din of taking a paraduma that's noah heimenu? The whole idea of taking one that if you see it, it's nicer, sounds like a lechatila bidiyevid din.
Is it hit or mitzvah, or is it, in other words,
But after you were mafrish it.
Not lechatila, that's a din.
Sounds like it's a din, right?
Mar doesn't say it, it's a maybe.
Right, it's a din. No, it doesn't say like it's nice to take one. You have to get rid of the other one.
You're rid of the first.
So
there's no other din like that in the whole Torah.
So where else do you have such a din? So I'll tell you one other place.
Really?
Only one other place that I could think of. Yoma Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. I didn't put it there. It's the one Yoma I skipped in this whole thing.
Oh.
Yoma Lamed Dalet Amid Beis says Lahakriv Korbanos Min Hamufchar. You're supposed to bring korbanos from their best one.
But that's not a must. That's a hit or miss.
What is it for? The Gemara in Shavuos Tesvav Min Aleph Chulin Pei Zayin Shabbos Chav Beis Amid Aleph says it's Shelo Yehei Mitzvahs Bezuyas Alav.
Right.
Okay. Shelo Yehei Mitzvahs Bezuyas Alav. So if we're gonna say the Para Aduma has an element that's not just tahara, but also kapara, each and every one, an element of chatas to it, then it falls under the category not just of tuman. Yes, tuman and tahara doesn't have lechachil and bidiyevid. You know what has lechachil and bidiyevid? Korbanos have better korbanos. You're supposed to, as a din, you're supposed to take the more mufchar korban when you get a more mufchar korban, because you're not supposed to do kachim in a way that's bezuya salav. When you want to come apologize to God, you do the best you can. You come there and clean your sin in the best way. So it only makes sense that Para Aduma would have a similar din if there's a side of it to say that it's Kapara. If there's a side, if it's just Tahara, then you're right. There should be no such din. There's no such thing as Lechachil B'dievet or Hidr Mitzvah by Tutum and Tahara. That's the Yesod of Tosus and Nida. There's no such idea like that. But if we're arguing against the Netziv, that no, every Para Aduma has Tahara and it has Kapara. So on the Kapara side to it, there needs to be, what's it called? An element of... korbanos. By korbanos, you have such a yesod. That's the Gemara. Yomad lamed. You can look at it. I'm sorry. Yomad lamed dalad amid beis. That's what the din is. Lahakriv korbanos min amufchar. And Ritva on Shvu is Tesva min Aleph says it's based on Shaloyehe mitzvahs bezuya salav. Okay,
that's the go out and explain that fashion, or have
Tosfos wasn't talking about Para Aduma at all. Tosfos was talking about Tuman Tahara by Tfilas Mikvah. By Tara, no such thing as lechachil and bidiyevet. You did it or you didn't do it. He's giving you a yesod. So if we have his yesod and we're talking about paraduma and we want to say paraduma is just about tahara, then it's not going to fit. You have to say there's another element. Paraduma is also kapara, okay? Which is the Netziv didn't want to accept. The Netziv said it's only kapara by the first paraduma. Everything afterwards didn't. We're saying you can still have both worlds in one. And it seems the Briskerov wanted that yesod also from shchita and on. There's an element of chatas.
So. Over here, we're talking about it from Hafrasha and on.
What?
Over here, with the Paraduma, we're talking about...
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, good, good. You threw a wrinkle in the system. I think the Yesod still stands, but where you draw the line and when it switches over, there we might be pulling it earlier than the Brisker Rav. But then you're going to create problems with the Rambam. Good. We'll take it. Excellent. Excellent point. Excellent point. Okay, good. Excellent. All right. Next next sugya within Paradum. Oh, yeah. You all right? Okay, next thing I wanted to discuss with Empire Duva. That's all good. The Avi Reisman stairs. Alright. Okay, so the Para Duma. There's a Sifrei. Sifrei says, "Vayikhu elecha mitruma salishka." One of the dinim of the Para Aduma is that it's supposed to be taken from the money of the tzibor.
Right.
It's one of the dinim of the Para Aduma, meaning from the truma salishka, which is where all the money of the tzibor went. If you look at shkolim, where do I have mishnayos here from shkolim? I could have sworn I found it. Beautiful new mishnayos were uploaded online.
Yeah.
Look how beautiful these are.
We got it.
And on HebrewBooks.org, you type in the word Mishnah. Type in Mishnah, and on the first page will be these new fancy Ragshal Mishnayos.
Really?
Yeah. So, Shkolim Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Over here it talks about Para is taken from the Trumas, Boin Mitruma Salishka. You see it says straight over there. So, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Sorry, not Avodah Zarah. I wrote Ein Zayin on my base. Baba Kama. I didn't put it in the packet.
No.
Tosfos and Baba Kama Ayin Zayin Amabeis. Divar Maschil Omer. This is his question. Great question. Since a para is Kotche Bedek Abayis and not Kotche Mizbeach, it's Kotche Bedek Abayis and not Kotche Mizbeach, why would it be taken from the Trumas Halishka? You understand? It's not Kotche Mizbeach, the para Duma. It's Kotche Bedek Abayis. It's almost a separate parsha. It's in a separate seder of. It's not even in Kachem. It's in right. It's in Tar. It's in Taras. So if that's the case, that it's Kachem is Beach and not Kachem Bedek Abayis, not Kachem is Beach, why would it be taken from the Truma Salishka? Okay, that's he leaves it as a Tzarechian. Tosfos over there leaves it as a Tzarechian. So in Yoma Gimel Amid Beis, tell me this is here somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's the page before
that. Yeah, the page before. Good, good, nice.
Page two.
Here on this daf, it talks about, this amma, it talks about mitzvah shemen zayit zach. And it says as follows, the Gemara. It says in the Torah by the mitzvah shemen zayit zach, by the menorah, vayikhu elecha. What does vayikhu elecha teach you? What's the drasha we learn from vayikhu elecha? Teaches you that the shemen has to come from the tzibor, from the truma salishka. So you see, Truma Salishka can be taken for things which are not even a korban. You see that Truma Salishka can pay for things that are not a korban. That are not a korban. So I think that the question that Tosus asked, I don't know what the problem was so much, and the answer seems too obvious. So I feel like I'm just missing something in it, but okay, we'll leave that aside for now.
Yeah, but the simple answer is, it is also a chatas. The whole idea, I think, Rabbi, of Paraduma, it's a hybrid. It's a chattas, it's also Bedek Abayis. So this goes on the other side, so it comes from Truma Salishka.
Back to the Yesod from before. This is the chattas side. Okay, good. Look at the Bar Tanura on Shkolim over there, Perek Dalet. Why is it taken from the Truma Salishka? So look what he writes there, the top left. Afal gav de para ein nishchta bazara ba mit Truma Salishka. Why? The chattas kari rechmanam. Mr. Banks, mechavin to the Bar Tanura. Or the Bar Tanura mechavin to Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
Okay? So there it is. It says it straight out in the Bar Tanura. Okay. Now. Here's the question I was wondering. I feel like I'm missing something now. The Sifrei said, how do we know that it comes from the Truma Salishka? Someone must be quoting on the side. That's how I knew about the Sifrei. How do you know it comes from the Truma Salishka? So The Sifrei said it's learned from the pasuk of Vayikhu Lecha, right? Vayikhu Lecha, right? Why do you need a pasuk? It's a chatas. You hear the question?
It's the opposite of Tosis' question.
Right.
Yeah.
In other words, the way you're saying it is that it's so obvious it has to come from the German Slush School. Where else could it possibly come from? Chatas Kari Rachamana.
Right, exactly.
Asking the opposite.
So I'm wondering that. So let's hold that off for now. Now, what I'm doing lately, a lot of times, is I'll scan random Sfarim in going through Hebrew books, and I put into the search things. This was bothering me. I had nowhere to go with this. You'd be shocked. There are so few Sfarim on Parah Aduma. They're really few. You would think someone would have written by now Kol Inyanei Parah Aduma. You know, they've written everything else. There isn't much. So I looked at Parah Aduma there, and I found it in the context of another sefer that has a bunch of sugyas. So one of these achronim, I never heard of them, they lived in the late 1800s. He says like this. He says, you know why they take the parah from the Truma Salishka? This is what he writes. Lefisha hayu mezin midama shal Parah Aduma keneged haheichal. Because they would do the hazav of the parah of the Duma against the haheichal.
Facing the
haheichal. Right. So Nira, he writes like this: Nira di Yisod, Mashihi, Mashi Meza Kenegida Hechal, Einze Kevan da Haz Kivon da Hazab Bilvad, Elisha Hechal Hu Nasel Chefsha Shomizbeach Shel Demei Hazos Halalu. Let me read that again: the Yisod of that which is being Kenegida Hechal, that's not just the Kivon of the Hazah, rather the Hechal becomes the Cheftza of the Mizbeach for the blood of the Hazah. It becomes the Mizbeach for the blood of the Hazah. So you Mekayim by that, the Din Avodas Panim, and he says, therefore, that's why you bring from the Truma Salishka. Interesting. That I'm not developing a Yisod based around that. I'm just telling you that's what I saw, and that's all I understood in that piece.
Cool.
Okay, good. Now, going back to what we said before, there's two Dinim to the Parah Aduma. Din number one is that it's a Korban, and that's why the Torah calls it a Chatas. Din number two, it has Tahara, or the order is reversed, whatever. Tahara and Chatas, both of those. Okay? Now, they're totally distinct. Rabbeinu Chaim, in the Chedushe Rabbeinu Chaim, Perek Beis, Me'ila Halachahei, he says the following. The Din Korban of the Parah Aduma is finished at the moment of Sreifa Sapara. But the Dina of a para after the Sreifa, that's Mehilchas Tahara. So there's already Korban Chatas is done. Whatever happening, so it's like there's Tahara at the beginning, Chatas in the middle, and then it continues more of the Tahara story afterwards. That's the way the Reb Chaim seems to be viewing the timeline.
There's Shinuyim in general, because there's no Tmura by Korban.
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of differences.
Okay. So based on all this, I want to say the following. That the Chatas HaTzibor, that comes from the Truma Salishka, that's only because of the Korban Chatas element. But the Din Parah Aduma Latara, that's nothing to do with the Chat. That's got nothing to do with the Din Chatas. The Nafkamina here, what's the Nafkamina in this whole discussion? The Nafkamina is, by the Din of the Mayim and the Kli. The Mayim and the Kli, that's not coming because of Chatas. That's one of the Shinuyim. It's not coming because of Chatas. That's coming because of Parah Aduma. And therefore, even the Mayim Chaim and the, you know, Mayim Chaim and the Kli itself, those are going to come, Kehli, those are going to come from the Truma Salishka. All of them. The Mayim Chaim, Vakelim, those are all coming from the Truma Salishka. Meaning the Pasuk, let me clarify what I'm trying to say. Why do you need a Pasuk? Because the other parts of the Parah Aduma should not be coming from the Truma Salishka. The Chatas part of the Parah Aduma should be telling you, fine, the animal comes from the Truma Salishka. How do I know that the other parts should be coming from the Truma Salishka? That's why the Sifrei quoted you the Pasuk to tell you, it's quoting you the Pasuk to show you even the other things, which are not there, Midin Kapara, Chatas, rather the Din Al-Tahara, the Keli and the Mayim Chaim.
The Azov
and all that stuff, the Azov, everything, that too comes from the Truma Salishka. That's why you need a Pasuk. By Shkolim, over here, the same Mishnah, it says over here that the Parah Aduma, Seira Mishtaleach, Lashon Shel Zahuris, all that comes from the Truma Salishka. So...
Yeah, he said,
Right. What's the Lashon Shel Zahuris? What's the Lashon Shel Zahuris? You know what that is?
They tie around the
of
horns
what?
And
of the horns
the
of what? Of the Azazel, right? Good. That, fine. Look at the Bartanura. What's the Lashon Shel Zahuris? Shnei Tola'as Shemashlichen El Toch Sreifas Hapara. It's got nothing to do with the Sira Mishtaleach. You're not wrong. The Tosus Yontif says like you. The Bartanura says no. The Bartanura says it's referring to the para. And that is a din in what? That's not a din in Kapara.
He even goes further to say that he uses this Lashon because it wants it to differentiate between this Lashon Shel Zahuris and the Lashon Shel Zahuris of the Sarim.
Ah, very good. Very good. But what does it show you? That even though this element is not Medin Kapara, this is part of the Tahara process of the animal. That still comes from the Truma Salishka. That too comes from the Truma Salishka. Okay? Good? Mm-hmm. How much time we have left?
About
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Okay. Okay, I'll do 5 minutes because I wanted to discuss one other thing with you, and then we'll continue. And then we'll stop there. Okay. There was one other nafkamina I was going to say with the mum. I'll say it quickly, then I want to give you one more. So again, let's do it again in five. Here we go. The Sifrei asks, based on the pasuk, it says, Asher Eim Bo Mum. Right? Asher Eim Bo Mum. So why would I think there could be a mum? Hekdesh is never allowed to have a mum. So, right? Hekdesh can't have a mum. What do you mean I can't have a mum in the Parah Duma? Since when could Hekdesh have a Parah mum? So you should say, since we say it's Chatas Kari Rachmana, it should be enough. What I need a drusha of Ein Bo Mum, right? Good Kasha? That's the Sifrei asks that. So the Sefer Masas HaMelech, it's a Sefer called Sefer Masas HaMelech, says that when, from the din of Chatas Kari Rachmana, the Mum would not be posel before the Shechita. Only from Shechita on is it called a Chatas. Beforehand, it's not a Chatas. It's coming to teach you that the psul mum is even noeg at the moment of lakicha, at the moment of taking the animal. And the yesod psul mum is from the dinim of tahara and not from the dinim of shchita. That's the chiddush over here. Okay, that ends that piece. I want to share with you one more ha'ar over here, and then we'll stop. The pasuk in the Torah says as follows, v'nasatem osa, Mr. Banks, you get your notes out for this one. This is one that you're going to want to look up. V'nesasem osa el elazar akoin v'shachas oso lefanav. Right? You shecht it in front of him. Targum Yonason. This is on Perik Yotes in Bamidbar, Parshas Chukas. Perik Yotes, Pasuk Gimel. So the Targum Yonason there says as follows. Yichos yosa kadmui batrin simai ki ma'ashar bi'irin v'yevdekine b'yudches trefin. You have to check the animal 18 different ways for trefas. The Parah Aduma needs to be checked in 18 different ways. Okay? So here's the question. Chulin Yud Aleph Amid Aleph says that anytime you have Chulin Umukdashin, you follow the Rov. Right. That Rov Behemoth are kosher.
Right.
So why in the world do you need to check for 18 trefas? Why in the world at Parah Aduma for 18 trefas? Okay? So the Sefer Beis Yitzchak, it's an Achronish Sefer also, the Beis Yitzchak says like this. He says that we have a Brisa, which is quoted in Shabbos Chaf Beis Amud Beis, which says, Kol Mem Shana, Shaya Meir Lehen Amud Anan, Hayim Mastakel B'Tafiach, V'Rabo B'Chavis V'Yodeo Masha B'Socha. V'Lifizev Apar Rishim Moshe, Hayim Efshel Dokai De'Amud Anan. The cloud could do amazing things. We know you could just look, the cloud would reflect and tell you if an animal was kosher, just like that. Yeah. One of the miracles when the Amun Anan was there. So based on that, the first para, which was there in the May Moshe, they could check very easily by the Amun Anan. Okay? So the going Basa Rov, following the majority, is from the other paros, that where you couldn't check the trefos, where it was impossible to check trefos. That's when you follow the Rov. Okay? That's when you follow the Rov. So, now wait a second. Only have time for this one more piece. Tosus and Chulin Yud Aleph Amid Aleph Divar Maschil Mai. He writes over there, De Bechol Para Aduma Ika Chazaka L'Reusa Keneged Kashrus Apara. It's a special din by the Para Aduma. You see the Divar Maschil Mana? There's a special din by Para Aduma that there's a Chazaka that makes it ruined against the Kashrus of the Para. Why? Hainu chazcheskas hatuma shel hagavra. The prior chazaka of the individual being in a state of tuma, who's going to have the mechatas poured on his behalf. So therefore, that when we say a para is kosher against the trefa, it's neged the cheskas tumas hagavra. And therefore, it's only because we say rov behemas kesheros that go against, it's more powerful than cheskas tumas hagavra. Okay, that's the only reason why. But you see, by Para Aduma, there's another element here that's at play that's different than all other kachim. Because since it's coming for Tahara, not just coming for Kapara, it's got a bigger hurdle to face, even when you're looking at the... Why is it so machmir, the kachris of the Para Aduma? Every hair, every detail, I got to check, 18 trefas. You know why? Because it's not just Midin Kapara, it's Midin Tahara. And therefore, when it's Midin Tahara... That's going up against a person, a human being who's tamei, and when it's got to go against the human being who's tamei, it's got a reusa against it, so to speak, against the chazaka. It's got a wound against the chazaka, and because of that, you need to figure out. Now, here's the one more problem, which you'll appreciate this very much. The Rivash Simon Shinayin Tes says that even though in general ruba v'chazaka ruba adif,
right.
When you rove against the chazaka, rove is more powerful, and rove behemoth should be kosher. So he says, still, when you have two chazakas which go against the rov, at that point, ain ruba adif. And he applies it over here. What are exactly the two? And he says, Bepara Duma, there's a cheskas li isura, cheskas zavuach da para, and cheskas tuma de gavra. The chazaka that it wasn't shechted as a para, and the chazaka tuma de gavra, and therefore that even, he goes into those, what exactly are the two chazakas over here? Very complicated sugya. One more makor to look at. If you want to look at more, there's the Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tanina, Simen Chuf Chavtes, and there's the Kobetz Aras, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, who also discusses Chazaka Veruba Adif by Para Aduma.
Well, can you say there's a cheskas that most Para Adumas aren't actually...
Para Adumas. They're not even Paras. You're not looking at them. That's another Reusa there. They discuss that as well.
No, most Para Adumas have actually something disqualified.